Is Jesus okay with you? I'm not saying me. I'm saying you. Skipping a shower?
Seasoned with salt, with salt. Seasoned with salt, with salt.
What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. Okay, first of all, thanks for listening to my podcast. Thanks for sharing it. If you're listening on Apple Music, will you do me a favor? Will you subscribe to my podcast? Will you write a review letting me know that you enjoy the podcast? Could you do that? If you do that, you'll make me very happy. August, I just want to thank everybody because I have been very, very slow on podcasting. Like, I don't know what got into me. This whole year, I've been like, forget it. But last month, I did 5 episodes. So I'm setting the bar high because if I don't episodes, this will be like the worst year since I started in 2018, and I can't have that. So thanks. Now, y'all, what are Jesus's thoughts about you skipping the shower? What does Jesus think about you skipping the shower? I know what you're thinking, like, does Jesus care? We're going to talk about that. Does God care about you taking a shower? Is it important to him? Is it valuable to him? Does he, why does this matter? Does it matter? Okay, break. Let's take a break. Not that kind of break. I want to just start with some statistics. I did some research and I found out that according to Harvard University Health, 60% of Americans shower every day. Now, I don't know, are you a part of that 66%? Are you a part of the 34%? I don't know. But 60%, 66% of all Americans shower every day. And they also say that there's no ideal frequency for showering. However, they've also noted that with global warming, some people have started to shower for less time. And that additional research has been done to show that the average number of showers per week is 7, and that they last on average for 9 minutes. That's in the United States. In the UK, more likely to shower. 83% of the people shower daily. The showers last longer. Okay, so already kind of different thing going on in the US of A. Let's talk about some more things that are interesting. So people aren't automatically just jumping in the shower. According to a study done in the UK, 63% of women and 58% of men were showering every day. So that means that men were less likely to shower than women. And then I went over to a study done by USA Today, or a study reported by USA Today, and found some more staggering information about people's perspective on hygiene. People are nasty. This study found out that those most likely to shower once a day or more included people who had higher incomes. 77% of them made more than $80,000. Divorced people, 74%, and people in the South. So, if you want, this is what I'm seeing here. People most likely to shower regularly in the United States are more likely to be divorced people who live in the South who make over $80,000. Okay. Women are more likely to shower or bathe less than once a day compared to men. And they are more likely to shower every other day. So, I'm not even gonna wonder. I'm not even gonna look up any data around the variations between how often people shower by their ethnic identity. Because I kind of know what I think is the truth there. Okay. Does Jesus care? Okay. Let me give you a little biblical insight. So first of all, God gives Moses all these directions because Moses is responsible for creating culture, right? In a nutshell. So if you read the book of Leviticus, God gives all these instructions to Moses on what should be done. So if you read Leviticus, the 14th chapter, verses 8 through 9, you know, if you had any kind of skin blemish, if you had leprosy, in order to be identified as clean or healed of leprosy, there were a number of baths that had to take place. There are a number of cleansing of your clothes that had to take place in order for you to be deemed clean. In addition to that, if you read in Leviticus, the 15th chapter, God tells Moses, if you come or ejaculate or pretty much if something comes out of your body, then you're deemed to be unclean to the end of that day. And the Bible gets as detailed to say, but you shouldn't even be sitting on your bed, right? Like, I mean, it goes hard. So certain bodily discharges, the participation in sex, the identification of your health status, all those things were all in the Bible related to when and how often somebody should shower. Now, some people will say, well, Jesus fulfilled the law, so should I have to shower? That's a new compliment. That's a new conversation, okay? So I guess I'm wondering if when God was talking to Moses about cleanliness as it relates to things that he ordained, right? Sex, I mean, nobody's making themselves sick, bodily discharge. If it was God's will for these things to happen, but doing them rendered you unclean, requiring you to shower, are there spiritual benefits, spiritual requirements to showering? Like, should you just be showering because you're a good Christian? I know. I know you're thinking this is a little bit of a stretch, but I'm bringing that to your attention. Because if you read Leviticus, and even in the New Testament, when you, do you remember in the Bible? Because some people say, well, that's in the Old Testament. Okay, let's try out Leviticus, the 14th chapter in the New Testament. Jesus heals the 10 lepers. And remember, one comes back, but the other 9 had to go and show themselves to the priests. If you read through Leviticus 15 and 18, or 15 and 6, 14, 15, and 16, you'll see the process that they had to go through. So those healed lepers that had to go show themselves to the priests, they were getting ready to go through this entire ritual that included a number of baths and clothes washing. Okay, so it's not just an Old Testament thing, it's a New Testament thing. Jesus is into the purification of our bodies, the natural cleanliness of our bodies. Okay, so I'm gonna hurry along here. I'm not gonna try to make this a full-fledged Bible lesson, but I wanna just talk about some times in the Bible where like bathing, natural bathing for the purposes of cleansing one's natural body is emphasized. Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them according to Leviticus, the 8th chapter and the 6th verse. David and those who wrote Psalms regularly talked about the idea of being washed in hyssop. They talked about the actual spiritual aspects of being washed. You can look at Psalm 51 and 7. Ezekiel talked about sprinkling water on ourselves so that we could be clean. Jesus is talking in John, the 3rd chapter, and he says, I tell you the truth, that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. Now, some theologians will tell you that any references or a lot of references to water in the Old Testament were going to be, in so many ways, represented as an introduction to water baptism in the New Testament. Some folks will say that. But there was a lot of washing. Now, if you look at there are lots of scriptures that talk about the difference between washing your body and washing your feet and when it's acceptable, when you're only your feet need to be washed because your body has already been washed. And the people had a deep understanding of washing and being cleansed. Think about when Vashti messed up and she was no longer going to be the queen. Esther, in order to be queen, a large part of the process for her to be considered eligible to even have the king's consideration, a lot of baths, right? Like she had to be washed. She had to be washed because they had such a keen understanding of being cleansed with water that that it was easy for Jesus to teach about water baptism and the power of the word to cleanse our hearts because everybody understood a bath. And not only did they understand a bath in the natural context, they understood baths in the spiritual context. Okay, so bathing is spiritual. Bathing is spiritual. Okay. So let me tell you now what dermatologists say about the value of taking a shower or recommendations that they make to people on taking showers. And I think we should be careful about some of these recommendations because really we should be taking a shower based on the way that our body operates. And so, and I think that's a part of the reason why we read that statistic earlier that said that people in the South take are more likely to take more than one shower a day. This humidity that makes you feel a certain way, right? So here's what dermatologists say with regard to taking showers, according to today.com. Number one, they say that you shouldn't shower too often. They say that showering should depend on your activity level, right? And then they talk about what showering potentially can do to your skin, right? I read an article that talked about how people who shower less tend to have better skin because they tend to not dry out their skin with a lot of chemicals. But that should not be a reason why you don't take a shower, right? So dermatologists say, don't be taking 5 and 6 showers a day, right? Like, at the very least, you should be taking 1 shower a day if you have to. If you should, you should. They also say that you should keep showers short because they say that water can, water's exposure to your skin can dry out your skin, can dry out your hair. And they also say that the longer that you are in the shower, the more likely you will dry out your hair and skin. And then they say that you shouldn't keep the water too hot. They say you should be careful about how often you wash your hair. And they also say that you should focus on the dirty areas, and that you should cleanse with care. And you should be careful not to use just any type of bathing apparatus to shower yourself. But you should start from the top. If you shave in the shower, you should do that last, and that you should pat yourself dry. You should not be aggressively wiping yourself down. And then when you get out of the shower, dermatologists say that you should quickly moisturize, right? So after you patted yourself dry, you should moisturize. Now, you see, according to Healthline.com, they say that you should rinse your body off first, but you should be careful about what type, if you're using a loofah or a washcloth, you should be careful about what kind of loofah you use. And they also caution against the aggressive bathing, you know, as a means of trying to. But I think that also, if you know, because if your body carries all these sweat glands, right? And so sometimes I think maybe people are in denial about this, but you can't always smell yourself, right? You can't always smell yourself. I wonder why divorced people take more showers than married people. That's interesting. And I wonder if that number is comparable to single people versus married people. Never been married single people. So anyway, there's a lot of research out there about showering. There's a lot of information out there about showering, and you probably aren't doing it right or often enough. You might even be doing it too much. I think what I gathered is you should shower regularly, but you should shower with intention. You should be creating time and space to moisturize, to, you know, I don't know. I think when God was telling Moses, don't just be sitting on the bed after you've just been doing everything and everything been coming out of your body, you know. God don't lie. He was on to something there. Wash them sheets. This is weird. I know this is a weird episode. You know what I also realize people do? People have approached me and said, oh, I see what you said on Facebook. Or they'll respond to the graphic about the podcast episode, and I can tell that they haven't listened to it. Like somebody was telling me at church, like, I seen what you said about you going to a Beyonce concert. I said, I'm pretty sure you didn't, because I have never gone to a Beyonce concert, and I never said that I was. I said, what does God think about the potential of me going to one? That's a whole church people's interpretation of things without listening or investing time to make sure that they get clarity is a whole different. Let me stop now. CJ, with Saul.